A week-long film festival is just concluded in Geneva, Switzerland, a festival of films on the theme of human rights that is timed to coincide with the annual meeting of the UN's Human Rights Commission. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Sergio Vieira de Mello, and British filmmaker Ken Loach were among the sponsors of the Human Rights Film Festival. 9 documentaries from a field of 120 were shown at the festival. Each dealt with one theme, as festival coordinator Isabel Gattaker explains.
We have, for instance, a theme about rape as a weapon of war in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Of course, we have a film about Iraq. The debate will focus on the role and the responsibility of the international community in the situation in Iraq, not in the war, but in the attempts and violations of human rights in Iraq.
After each film, the audience participates in a discussion with the filmmakers, human rights experts, and when possible, the victims whose story is portrayed. One of the films, Against My Will, is set in Pakistan and tells the story of 3 women who allegedly have dishonored their families by running away from brutal marriages. The film is dedicated to a woman named Kubra, one of those whose story it tells. Kubra was forced into a marriage with a much older man who beat her. After years of abuse, she ran away to a women's shelter in the city of Lahore, which is where the director of the film, Aifa Ergun, first met her. Ms. Ergun says Cooper's family, her parents, sister, and cousins frequently went to the shelter and pleaded with her to return home, promising she would be safe. Kubra believed the promises and returned home. Ms. Ergun says she also thought she would be safe.
I really believed the sister. I thought a sister couldn't be involved in this. So when I heard that she was killed, it was really shocking for me. I mean, I couldn't sleep for many weeks.
Ms. Ergun says 3 weeks after Kubra went back to her family, a male cousin came to her home in the middle of the night and fatally shot her. When brought to trial, his defense was that he acted to preserve the honor of the family. The court ruled in his favor and he was set free. Thousands of these so-called honor killings are committed in Pakistan and other parts of the world every year. The killers, usually male, are rarely punished. Cooper's father, Ms. Ergun says, forgave her killer.
People have tried to force me. I have fought back. They still want me to be a jogini. They don't want me to break away.
Another of the films, Jogini, tells the story of a sect of women that can be found in rural areas throughout India. The women from the lower caste are dedicated to the temple goddess. The director of the film, Sejal Shah, says the women, the Jogini, were once considered divine, but they are viewed far differently now.
When the system was started earlier, like maybe 100, 200 years ago, they were supposed to be divine, these women, because when they dedicate them to the temple deity, the temple goddess, they said that these women become goddesses themselves. But what has happened is over the years, you know, because of every tradition, I think, has been changed and modernized and, you know, used for the subjugation of women, these women now are forced to become prostitutes and they have no rights whatsoever and they cannot, once you're a jogini, you cannot get married.
Although the government banned the Jogini system in 1988, it still persists. There are said to be tens of thousands of Joginis in India today. A range of human rights issues were dealt with in the other films shown at the festival. For example, one film documented how the AIDS crisis in Africa is exacerbated because its victims do not have access to life-prolonging drugs. Another film called Bloody Sunday recounted the events surrounding the killing of demonstrators by British paratroopers during a peace march in Londonderry, Northern Ireland. Festival coordinator Isabel Gattaker believes a festival of this kind is particularly needed now.
Now, since the war has begun, even more than ever, we do need to speak on human rights, because I think that now more than ever there are attempts, not only in the south countries, but even in the north too, against human rights. And we really couldn't say that everything is going well in the world.
But Ms. Gattaker also believes that the fact that these films are being made, films that make powerful statements in defense of human rights, shows that there are people in the world who are determined that human rights will be respected. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.